This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Arkansas finance officials say the state began the 2019 fiscal year with revenue coming in above expectations. The Department of Finance and Administration said yesterday the state's net available revenue in July totaled $469 million. That's nearly $15 million above the same month last year and $9 million above forecast. Scott Hardin is a spokesman for the department.
It's a strong start to the year, and we're always looking at those key categories to track where we are just overall in the economy. And if you look at those categories, we're up in every single one, with really the key story here being the sales tax. It's 5% higher than we were a year ago, about $10 million higher than we were a year ago, and about $1 million beyond what we had forecasted.
Hardin says that's a strong indicator of consumer confidence. Last month, the state ended the previous budget year with a nearly $42 million surplus. Meanwhile, Hardin notes that this weekend will be the annual back-to-school sales tax holiday. State taxes will not be charged for clothing and school supplies.
We anticipate a great deal of participation this weekend. From around the state, we're receiving a lot of encouragement on this program, and we anticipate people have been waiting and marked this on their calendars specifically to complete all their school shopping.
The sales tax holiday begins at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday morning and runs through 11:59 Sunday night. Arkansas's Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, program has rolled out new electronic benefits transfer cards. According to a press release, the cards will make the store checkout process with WIC-approved items easier for both participants and vendors. In addition to the new EBT cards, the state is now included on the online nutrition app WIC Shopper, which allows participants to use a smartphone or device to access their shopping list, scan foods to see if they are WIC-approved and their nutritional value, and find recipes using WIC-approved foods. Arkansas WIC has nearly 74,000 participants who previously received 1 to 3 paper checks each month to purchase all of the items they might need in a month. The EBT cards now allow participants to purchase items over multiple visits each month at any of WIC's 350 vendors. 3 months of benefits can be loaded onto the cards at one time, although participants must visit the Arkansas Department of Health for nutrition education and to get benefits reloaded. The new EBT cards fulfill a U.S. Department of Agriculture mandate that all states be EBT functioning by 2020. Arkansas piloted the EBT cards in Little River and Miller counties earlier this year before becoming the first state in the nation to roll out the new system to all of its WIC participants at one time. The University of Arkansas has had its best fundraising year yet for Campaign Arkansas, raising nearly $292 million during the 2018 fiscal year. According to a press release, the amount raised supports students, faculty, and staff, as well as capital projects and programs, and is the second best year in the university's fundraising history. The total amount raised for Campaign Arkansas is now $947.4 million. The university's original goal for fiscal year 2018 was $245 million. The amount raised includes gifts of cash, gifts in kind, planned gifts, and new pledges. Approximately $130.6 million of the fundraising total was allocated for endowed funds. Support for student scholarships and academic programs accounted for 49% of the money raised. The City of Fayetteville Transportation Department will be milling and placing asphalt overlays on East Joyce Boulevard from 71B to North Vantage Drive beginning Sunday. The road will remain open during work hours of 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. However, they will be reduced to one lane in one direction at a time. The project is expected to last through August 17th, but rain could delay or extend the estimated work time. The University of Arkansas women's basketball coach Mike Neighbors has announced a 14-game non-conference schedule featuring teams from the Pac-12, Big 12, ACC, and Big 10. The 2018-19 season will be Neighbors' second as head coach at his alma mater. This year's home opponents include Northwestern State, Arizona State, and Nebraska. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals defeated the Springfield Cardinals 9-1 last night at Arvest Ballpark. The Nats will face the Cardinals in Springdale 3 more times this weekend. Tonight's game is Pink in the Park night, and fireworks will follow the conclusion of the game. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05.